the Lord has kept me another day.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord has kept me another day. The Lord, He has kept me. He has kept me from all evil, and my mind set on Jesus. Another day, the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord has kept me. Yes, I'm glad. The Lord, He has kept me. He has kept me from all evil, and my mind set on Jesus. Another day, the Lord has kept me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor, turn it over to you.
Thank you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all of the women within me. Bless His holy name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Yeah.
Let's rejoice and be glad in
it. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad to see you today.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've been some mountains and low has been some valleys, but God brought us through all of them.
Amen.
And kept the storm from coming on land.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so glad about that.
Amen.
He's a good God, a merciful God.
Yes.
Plenty of mercy and grace.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to cover us all and still have some love, folks.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to serve a God that good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Him for this the 24th day of the year.
Amen.
August. Hallelujah. So we thank God for bringing us together one more time.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank Elder Gist for carrying on. Tisha got lost off this spring. Praise God, and others who participated in this opening and of the service. Praise God. Anybody glad to be alive?
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. So we give God, let's give God some glory for keeping the storm away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. But it could have been worse.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
But He didn't let it come on us.
Tell it. Thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad about that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And to God be the glory to the book of St. Matthew, 7th chapter.
St. Matthew, 7th chapter. Amen.
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 God. St. Matthew 7, verse 1. Judge not.
Amen.
That you be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, he shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that's in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that's in thy own eye? How wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of the that eye, and behold, the beam is in thy own eye? You, thou hypocrite, cast first out the beam out of your own eye, and then thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Praise God.
Amen.
Tell somebody clean it up.
Clean it up.
Clean it up.
Clean it up.
Amen. Clean it up.
Hallelujah. Clean it up.
Clean it up.
Okay. We most of the time guilty of the sin of disobedience of children.
Yes.
Okay. Even when you try not to judge, you wind up finding yourself judging.
Yes.
Amen.
So this is a task that we all got to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And make sure we work on it.
Yes.
Okay. Because we're always judging something.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We think we are best at knowing of things. And we can do this better than other people can do it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know that no one is greater than anybody else?
Amen.
Amen.
And what anybody can do, everybody else can do with Jesus.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
If you're weak in your physical body, Jesus can make you equal when you apply him in the life.
Amen. Amen.
Allow him to lead you and to guide you.
Yeah.
And to tell you how to do things and when to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And bring you from one place to another.
Amen.
But we got to be willing to follow.
Amen.
Jesus. Okay. And we don't have time to clean up somebody else's yard.
All right.
Amen.
Or somebody else's house.
Yeah, Pastor.
Okay. We got to be busy cleaning your own house.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. When you dust, you get most of the stuff off that you see. But when you go back, you can wipe some more up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I mean that the thing is constantly moving and changing in our lives, that we ain't got time to do nothing but clean over mm-hmm. and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You just need to take it and put it in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
And when we put it in the wash, don't just put it on light duty. We need to put it on heavy duty. Okay? Because this sin is a thing that will get you down.
Amen.
And cause you to miss out on the kingdom of God.
My Lord.
Okay? We pass judgment on people's lives and faith and
amen.
And whatever it is, we got our opinion about it.
Amen.
Okay, and everybody got an opinion, mm-hmm. and everybody want to be right.
Mm-hmm.
When the only way to be that way is to have Jesus in your life as your comforter, your pastor that will guide you.
Amen.
And protect you and shield you and do everything for you if you will just believe him.
Mm-hmm.
And use his wisdom to take you through.
Amen.
As we go from day to day,
yes,
we got to remember that Jesus is there for us. Know that Jesus will do whatever is necessary.
Amen.
But you got to ask him for his help.
Teach it, teach it.
Okay. You got to call him. He wants you to identify yourself with him and know exactly who you're talking to so that you will follow him in the way that we should go. Give this message to one of another as we go through our daily job. We will judge things based on our opinion.
Amen.
We judge things based on how we feel about it.
Amen.
But it's not about how you feel.
Tell it, Pastor.
It's about what the Lord says. Okay? Your feelings ain't got no business in the picture.
Amen.
Because it says if you're going to follow me, deny yourself. Okay? Deny yourself means that of whatever yourself tell you to do, ignore it.
Amen.
Deny it. Because self can't do anything good because it's flesh. And the word tells us there's no good thing in the flesh that dwells in the flesh. So whatever the flesh tell you, that you need not do. Okay? Whatever your spirit man tell you, your heart tell you, that should do. You should do. Follow your heart. God deals with your heart, not with your flesh.
Amen.
And flesh and blood can't get into heaven. So needed whatever it is that's keeping you from following the Lord the way you're supposed to be following, you did put it in the wash.
Amen.
Okay, so you can get it cleaned up and be able to do what you need to do in order for the kingdom of God to prosper in a way that he needs it to prosper. Go out and draw people unto him. Okay, as we spread the gospel one towards another, everything will work out all right. So, as we go through our daily walk, we need to remember the words of the Lord. And says, judge not that ye be not judged. If you don't want to be judged by anything or anybody, then you stop your judgment yourself. And you need to know that whatever you do in life is going to come back on you. All right, whatever you say, you got to come, it's going to come back on you. Okay, so it says, don't you start judging, and nobody will judge you. Okay, so when we have our conversations, talk about the goodness of the Lord,
amen.
Talk about how he continued to do things for you.
Yes.
So you may not feel it in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
He is still working it out.
Yes.
For you. Okay. Keep your mind stayed on him.
Uh-huh.
And the way to do that is to stay in the word.
All right now.
Okay. And if you stay in the word, you'll work out. It'll work out for you all right. Okay. And the word tells you how to handle every situation. Okay, so you won't get depressed and you won't get bored. Okay, you can continue in the word of God.
Amen.
Don't judge and you won't be judged.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And let you know that whatever method you use for judging, that's the same thing that'll be used for you to receive.
Tell it.
Okay. If you got a little cup to inch out, then you have a little cup for it to come back in. But the more you put out there for the Lord, the bigger your blessing will be.
Amen.
Okay. So judge not. What measure of judgment is going to be come back to you, and with the what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And so whatever you're doing, do it wholeheartedly so that you can receive the abundance of the Lord. All right? Wholeheartedly, not partial. We got to do it the whole thing.
Amen.
And not just a part of it. And so the word tells us that why are you beholding the mote that's in your brother's eye?
Amen.
And don't even think about what's in yours.
Amen.
Okay? Why are you, what's it to you? Okay, that your brother got a small speck in their eye. And you got a big beam on board in your eye. How can you see to the board that's covering your eye? Good enough to see the speck that's in your brother's eye. Okay, you need to put that in your wash and clean up your whole eye. All right, put it in the wash. Okay, and so you stop condemning your brother or your sister. Put it in the wash so you can see clearly that you ain't got no right to do this. All right, like Jesus told the men that brought the lady in for being caught in adultery. In the bear act, all right? And the law said that they're supposed to bring the lady and the man, okay, for that. But they only bought the man. I mean, only bought the lady, all right? So right then and there, they were in the wrong, okay? And anyone know that if you are without sin, you can judge her. You can cast a stone. Okay, but none of them without sin. Okay, so why are you busy trying to speak not my not life? And you got to first get yourself cleaned up.
Tell it. Amen.
Okay, and then you can't clean me up because your rag is just as dirty as my rag. Or your rag might even be dirtier than my rag. All right? So, remember, we are just dirt, right? And dirt don't clean dirt. All right? Dirt makes dirt worse. And so, make sure that we're not judging one or another. How can you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye? And behold, you got a beam in your own eye. Your problem is worse than mine. You need to clean it up. See, we clean up the yard, but if we go into and inside, the house is still dirty. Okay? A lot of us clean up the outside, the part that the world looking at. But when we come to ourselves, our inner man is not clean like it ought to be. All right? So we got to clean ourselves. And make sure that we got the house clean inside as well as the outside. And don't just clean the outside that what you're going to show the man. God looks at your heart. And he will know whether you are doing the right thing or doing the wrong thing. He will know that your house is clean or dirty in and out. And so make sure that don't just clean your front yard up. In fact, you weld up to talk, clean up somebody else's house. You got to continue to clean in your house all the time because sin is always there trying to tempt us. All right? Sin will come and tempt you when you think everything else is going fine. Sin is there to tempt you. Okay? So, clean up your own house and everything is going to be all right from that point. Clean up your mess. Okay? And continue to clean day in and day out. You got to work on yourself. All right? Because none of us is clean enough to clean anybody else. It takes the blood of Jesus, all right, to clean us from our unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus, all right, will wash away all our sins, but you got to put it in the wash and use the blood of Jesus to clean you up. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. All right, so you ask God to help you, all right, to get through whatever you're going through. Ask God to deliver you out of whatever the problem is. Ask God to protect and assure you and keep you in the right way. Ask and it shall be given unto you. So it's not maybe he's going to give it, or it might, you might get it. He said, ask and it shall be. That's a promise. And whatever you ask, and you ask it the right way, it's going to be given to you. Okay? If it's a part of his will, it's not going to hurt you. He's going to give it to you. So ask whatever it is that you need. And make sure it's just something that you need. Okay? As and it shall be given unto you. Okay? So when you ask, then you got to start looking. Okay? Sometimes it's already there. We just don't see it because we're not looking for it in the right way. We're looking for it in a physical way when it's a spiritual thing you need. Okay? And sometimes the answer is there, but it's not what you want. This is not what you want. You think your answer's been given to you, but it's been given to you because it is what you need. Okay? The Holy Spirit knows what you need. He will translate that to the Father. All right? And the Father will give you what you need. But you got to ask him. Okay? Not assume that he already knows. Because he does know. But he will also want you to ask.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you an opportunity to choose
mm-hmm.
whether you want to call on him and get delivered, or are you going to work it out yourself?
Amen.
Okay. So ask and it shall be given to you. Knock and the door will be open. So it's yes, you need to stop looking for the moment you ask them. And seek it to him until you find the answer.
Amen.
Okay. And everything that's going to work out according to his will.
Yes.
Okay. Look to him from which cometh all your help.
Danger, you, Pastor.
Danger. It comes from the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
All right. So whatever is holding you up, it's because you haven't cleaned it up.
Amen.
Okay. So put it in and wash it, get it clean. Before you stop judging somebody else, make sure your wash is clean.
Amen.
And you can't do that without knowing the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Everyone that asks, we do receive. So if you don't see it, you're looking at the wrong thing. Clean them eyes up. And get them eyes cleaned up. So that you can see your answer from the Lord. Clean your eyes up so you can see that God has already given it to you even before you ask for it.
Amen.
Okay? He has given it to you. It's in your hands.
Amen.
Okay, it's like he told Joshua, see, I have delivered the city into your hands. Okay, the walls are still up. Okay, but the answer was already there. And when they walked around the city the 6 days and nothing had happened, at least that we could see, all right, God was moving in there already, okay, fixing it so that the walls will come down, all right. So when they went around the seventh time on that seventh day, okay, nothing happened until the children praised. They praise the Lord God for the victory in their hand, the walls coming down. They praise God before even the walls even physically came down. But they praise God for the victory because God had already pulled the walls down, even though it doesn't say it. What is it saying, Brother Pastor? God has already done some things in our lives that we don't see.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And because we don't haven't got that spiritual eye clean like we need to have it clean. Okay, we need to put it in the wash again. Okay? You didn't get it clean enough the first time. Put it in the wash again.
Amen.
Ask every day.
Help us, Lord.
Okay, ask every day to clean me, Father, so that I can see clearly to help others out. Make me an example for you to get the glory out of our lives.
Amen.
All right? So here we are. The city, Jericho. God was saying to Joshua, see, I have put the city in your hand. Okay? But they were outside. People inside was in the city. God said, now, shout now on this seventh day after 7 foot around the wall. They made a loud noise. They shouted for the victory that they already had received.
Amen.
And they didn't wait for the walls to start coming down to shout. They shouted before any sign of the wall was coming down. And when they shouted with a loud voice and gave God the glory for the victory in their hand, God leveled the walls.
Amen.
And he has leveled the things that's in our lives.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay? He has leveled the things that's in our
This
lives.
meeting is recorded.
And there's things in our lives that we're still hanging on to that God has already fixed.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay? You just put it in the wash so you can see it. Lord, open my eyes so I can see the blessings that you're putting on me, that you've given to me and given to my family and given to my loved ones, given to my church family. Lord,
Amen.
let me see how you have blessed me even this mess, this turmoil that's going on.
Amen.
Lord, let me see.
Thank you, Lord.
You need to drink. You put it in the wash so it can be seen. You know what I'm saying? Put it in the wash, put it under the blood. Put it in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And everything's gonna work out
Yeah.
in your favor.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone that asks.
Amen.
And you ain't got to be no special person.
Uh-huh.
Everyone that asks,
Amen.
he gives it to you. So
Yes.
if you ask, you already got it.
Tell it, Pastor.
Amen.
Tell it. Teach it.
It's just like Joshua. They walked around the walls, walked around the city, and God gave it to them before it even showed manifested itself.
Amen.
Okay? He has promised us,
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
and the promise he has given to us already, because it said to everyone that asks gets.
Amen.
Now you ask, you got it.
Amen.
Amen.
But you ain't claiming it because you don't see it. You're not claiming it because you don't feel it.
Tell it,
You
Pastor.
don't claim it because you don't think that it's happening to you. And it was that what we'll say, well, may God didn't want it to happen for me. All right? But he said to everyone that asks,
Amen.
receives.
Yes.
Somebody
Hallelujah.
ought to say, I ask
I ask
and I
and I got it.
and I
And
got
I got
it.
it.
Amen.
And
Amen.
God has given it to me.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
I don't see it, but I know I got it.
Tell it,
Amen.
Pastor. Amen.
So I'm going to act like I got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk like I got it.
Amen.
I'm going to be in his presence.
Thank you,
He
Lord.
said he was with me all the time.
Yeah.
And he will protect me all the time.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay? So I'm never without him.
Amen.
I asked the Lord to be with me all day, and he's been with me.
Amen.
He never left me.
Tell it. Teach
That's right.
it.
So I'm claiming my healing, even though it don't look like I'm healed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm claiming my deliverance, although it don't look like I've been
Yes,
delivered.
Lord.
So it's not what I look like.
Tell it, Pastor.
It's what it is.
Preach it,
Yes.
preach it.
Put it in the wash
Amen.
so you
Hallelujah.
can see it clean and clearly a work of God.
Amen.
Okay? So everyone that asks gets, everyone that seeks finds. And if you knock, the door's gonna be open.
Amen.
Okay? What man are you if you had a son that asked you for a some bread? Will you give him a stone? Or if he asked for some fish, will you give him a serpent? If then ye being evil know how to give to the good gifts to your children, how much more does God know how to give to
Tell
your
it. Amen.
children?
Teach it, Pastor.
Amen.
Together.
That is so.
All right. God gives you good things.
Amen.
And he gives you good things because you ask for it.
Amen.
But you got to ask.
Amen.
And when you ask, don't ask doubting.
Tell it,
saying,
Pastor.
I hope God would do this. No, you got to ask knowing that he has already done it.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. He gives, but you may have to do something to get to it.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
But he's giving it to you already.
Uh-huh.
So since he's giving it to you already, then you need to work toward that goal.
Amen.
Of getting to the promise that he's giving you.
Amen.
Okay? You got to know. God gives to everyone that asks.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is you've been asking.
Yes.
Believe in your heart that you got it.
Amen.
Okay, you may not physically see it, but you got it.
Amen.
And act that way.
Tell
Rejoice in the Lord and watch the walls come down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So therefore, whosoever, whatsoever ye would that men should do it to you, you need to do it to also to them.
Mm-hmm.
For this is the law and the prophet. Enter in the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And then there will be the go in the cliff. There. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few.
Tell it.
They'll be that fine. Okay? So it's not in the big crowd.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay? Many will be in that big crowd. All right? And they're going to find that they've been following going the wrong way.
Amen.
Okay? But you got to know that it's a tight rope.
Yes, sir.
That we in a tight line. We got to walk.
Amen.
Okay, and you don't have a space for a whole lot of people.
That's right.
Okay, only those that are led by the Spirit of God. There are going to be few that follow it. All right, because they don't want to do what the Word tells us to do.
Amen.
All right. We don't want to love our enemies. Favor them that especially use us.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay. We got to know that we got to do this, so we need to put it in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get to the point that we can love our enemy.
Amen.
Where we can love our intimate like we love ourselves and pray for them. Okay? Not curse them.
Amen.
But pray for them.
Pray for them. Yes, Lord.
Love the devil out of them. Okay? Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads into life.
Amen.
And you, there will be that fine.
Yes, Lord.
So beware of the false prophets.
Amen.
It's coming to you in sheep clothing.
Yeah.
But inwardly, they are raving wolves. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You got people that look like they're holy.
Tell it, Pastor.
All right. Maybe sound like they're holy.
Amen.
But that's just their cheek closer to God on the outside.
My Lord, my Lord.
The inside ain't been clean yet.
Amen.
But it's like a raven wool. And then they're going to say to the Lord, okay, even so, every tree, good tree, will bring forth unto you good fruit. But a corrupt tree will bring forth evil fruit. Okay? And a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt one bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit, God cuts it down.
Amen.
And casts it into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them.
Amen.
And not everyone that says unto you, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But in that, he that do it, the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Yes, Jesus.
Many will say to you, to mean that the Lord says, many will say to him in that day, Lord, Lord, have mercy on us. All right? We have not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have we cast out devils. And in the name doing many wonderful works. Okay. And then he will say, I profess to you, I never knew you. Depart from me.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
He that works iniquity.
Amen.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine,
hallelujah,
and do them, I will liken him to a man that build a house on the rock.
My Lord Jesus.
And rain descended on it.
Yeah.
And the flood came.
Jesus.
And the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not.
Mm.
For it was founded upon a rock.
Amen.
Everyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand.
Jesus.
And the rain descended on them, the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Okay? So, and if it came to pass, when Jesus had ended this saying, the people were astonished at his doctrine.
My Lord.
Okay? Because he taught one of authority. Clean it up by putting
Jesus.
It in the water.
Amen.
Put it in the water. All right. You got to give it all to the Lord.
My Lord, my Lord.
All right. And he will make it all right.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to stop trying to clean it up yourself.
All right now.
And let the Lord clean you up.
Amen. Amen.
Let it apply the blood of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
In the wash, you got to have your detergent, and that detergent is the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Blood.
Water and blood.
All right. Jesus.
When he pissed in his eye, water and blood came out.
Jesus. All right. Yes, Lord.
So you got to use the blood, water and the blood.
of Jesus. And he will make it all right for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Okay? Because we can't live holy enough.
Amen.
All right now.
On our own.
Amen.
Yeah.
We need Jesus
yes.
to do it for us.
Yes.
And he had paid the price by giving his life for us.
Yeah.
He died on Calvary Cross.
Yeah.
And he took the sins of the world with him.
Yes, Lord.
You got to believe that and
Jesus.
Apply in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, and stop trying to clean up other people. Just give them the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and the word will clean you.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Jesus said, you are clean through the word.
Yes.
All right, so the word will clean you.
Jesus.
And everything else is going to be all right.
All right, now. Glory.
Praise God.
Yes,
put it in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
Let it move.
Whatever the problem is, put it in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
Put it under the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Lean it up. Glory, hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for the word.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I made it back. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
Hear you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ
is Lord.
Christ our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, let's rule and abide with us henceforth now and forever. Let us all say amen.
Amen. Amen.